My name's Charlie Vella. I'm one of the co-directors of As I Walk Through the Valley.
And my name is Ronnie Garza, the other one.
But first of all, why did you make the movie?
Well, nobody else is going to make the movie.
And what was significant about, you know, the storyline? What was it that wasn't getting told?
What was it, though? Nothing was being told about that music at all. The only thing that's being told about the Valley currently is bad information, stuff about corruption, stuff about crime, stuff about the border being dangerous, and just lots of mischaracterizations. And we think that some of the most interesting aspects of it are that these bands got together, pulled what they could do, pulled everything, you know, the resources together, and just try to create their scene and entertain, you know, their community.
I think what's fascinating about it is that it's generational, you know, as you guys discovered. And tell us a little bit about that, because you had one idea when you started with, but then as you started to like peel back the onion, so to speak, you started discovering other things, and it actually went back in time.
In the 1960s, you have kids raised on regional music saying, I want to do funk music, or I want to do rock and roll music. And then you have kids in the 70s saying, well, I don't want to pretend like I'm white, I want to embrace what makes me Chicano, and they do their own kind of music. And then you have kids, their kids say, like, well, I don't want to do what my parents did, so I like metal and hardcore, and on and on and on. It's just part of what it means to be youth, or part of what it means to have youth culture, is like you want to tear down what came before and you want to make your own thing. And it just happens to take different turns in the Valley than it does in other places.
And that's one of the aspects, too, about the film that I think is pretty strong, is the idea of identity and answering that question, where do I fit in?
Yeah, I think one of the interesting aspects about the movie is the earlier generations definitely have a stronger foothold in Spanish language culture. And as the region is growing and urbanizing rapidly, you have this sort of loss of all of that. And the new crop of kids, especially from the 80s on, are very much English language and English language culture. And they're trying to just play on the same level as anybody else in the United States, and that's sort of like, I think, their high water mark. They want to pass. They want to be just as good as whoever, like Metallica at the time, or, you know, later on, whoever it may be, if it's Radiohead or At the Drive-In, whoever it may be. I think the later generations really kind of gravitate to that, and you see that sense. And I think it's also an open question, like, what is the musical identity of the region? What's the musical fingerprint? And we do a lot of showing and not telling. I think it's still an open question to explore.
Okay, the film is about music, but the various kinds of music through the decades is also an exploration of culture and how it is expressed in the Valley.
There's no monolithic Valley experience. So there are people who are raised very deeply steeped in Mexican-American culture, Mexican culture. There are people who are raised very cut off from it. And these are the reasons for this are like very varied. There was a time when the region was almost completely controlled and white-owned. I mean, all of the people in the school boards, in the city governments, in the police departments were all Anglo, all the landowners. And as that power structure kind of turned on its head throughout the 70s. We're trying to find different ways to start our identity, our individuality. And for people who are living very close to the border, sometimes that means looking as far away from where you are as you can. You want to prove that you're just like everybody else. Whereas if you're in a larger urban center or somewhere further north of the checkpoint in Falfurrias, I mean, your Mexicanness, your Chicanoness, like, gives you kind of like social cash. It makes you individual, so people are quicker to embrace it in places that are geographically far away from the border.
And so, yeah, I think there's like this gravitational kind of force in other cities like San Antonio or Houston, even Dallas, that reinforces the culture, whereas down here the push is very much don't speak Spanish. You need to get a job, you need to do American things. Like, that's what, we're Americans, we do American things.
The checkpoint creates a concentration of people who live in the region who are kind of like, all look the same and all have the same, similar last names, and it's a phenomenon that you don't see in a lot of other parts of the country. There's, you know, it like Ronnie was saying, it's an open question, so there's like a push and a pull, and especially younger kids today are trying to piece together a hybrid identity, maybe with a break in the passing down of traditions. So they maybe weren't taught Spanish as children, but they're trying to pick up slang and they're trying to, you know, find things that they can craft together into something that's them or for them.
I don't think I've ever seen so many Chicanos in one film. And, you know, and I'm 59 years old, bro. You know, and I've been going to movies since, you know, Walt Disney. Yeah. I have never seen so many Chicanos in one film.
And actually, one of the things I've been very cognizant of while we're watching is in the early parts of the film, there's a lot fewer Chicano people. I mean, like, there's a lot more Anglo kids because at that time in the 1960s and beyond, I mean, there's like, it's a socioeconomic thing. If you don't have the means to preserve yourself, your image, your music, you know, a photograph or film or whatever, it's like you never existed. One of the really cool things that we got access to was this deep archive of photographs of the Valley all the way through the 1940s and the 1930s. And one of the things you notice is, like, you would never know that Mexican people lived there because they couldn't afford to have their picture taken all the time. And so it's like, it's this, it's something that while we're making the movie, I started becoming aware of, and that, like, as people get more and more access to technology and people, you know, the kind of the democratizing nature of, like, being able to tell your own story, record yourself, film yourself, take photos of yourself, it's a more accurate representation of kind of the balance between, like, the Anglo community and the Mexican community. And really, it's like border community, which is like its own thing.
Okay, we're talking about this movie and we're getting you interested. So how can you see it? Well, it's a little complicated.
We have no distribution at all. We'd like to get that. You know, for folks who are listening, you know, write your congressman. I don't know exactly how you do it. I'd search it on Netflix, maybe. Request it on Netflix. We're artists, right? So we needed to make this movie. We felt like we had to tell this story. And we're now trying to understand how we get it out to everybody. So that's the next step.
And really, before the film came out, we came out with the trailer for the film almost 2 years ago. This is a 3-year project that we've been working on. It's mainly a 2-person operation. So all of these kind of like deeper, like industry technical things, I mean, this is something you learn as you go. And also, like I was saying, when we released the trailer, a lot of people made like assumptions about what the movie was. People were putting a lot of stuff on what the story was going to be.
And I thought it was like a punk documentary, and that was it. But it's more like a history.
Yeah, and so now that people are actually starting to see the film at this festival, we're going to be debuting it in the hometown very shortly. This movie is really for those people and people who have never really seen themselves or their stories represented. Beyond that, it would be wonderful if people who are interested in hearing stories like this were asking, like, why is this not in a place where I can see this? Why is this not on Netflix? Why is this not on, you know, some streaming service or where I can get access to it?
You know, in this age of social media, Hollywood just may pay attention. So think about writing to your favorite streaming service and asking about it. Because after having seen it myself, you know, I really enjoyed it for its great cultural experience. And it's also a statement about giving an accurate portrait of just one segment of our collective Latino identity.
And you know, as much as it's for the Valley, it is also for the rest of the nation, because we have this bad rap. Because we have this sort of like, the White House itself is looking for putting out a list of immigrant crimes and stuff. There's just way too much negative spin on our people and our region. And so we definitely want to get it in front of everyone else, because it shows that we're not the other anymore. Like we're like the same, especially the later generations. We're the same as you guys. The scariest, you know, thing in the world. We're not the other, we are you.